Ralston at the right point. Devils with a 5-on-3 skating advantage. Slap shot blocker down by Rene. Grabbed by Shanahan in the far corner. Looks around, moves along the goal line. Quick shot, and he scores! Brendan Shanahan with his first goal as a Devil in his return to the Devil lineup. And New Jersey leads 1-0.
An esoteric record for Brendan Shanahan. Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York. Shanahan's goal came in his first game back for New Jersey. And since the first go-round was almost 18 years ago, it means his name is listed under longest span between goals for one franchise. Rich Peverly knows how important it is to make a good first impression.
Crashes have it left to right. Peverly in. Left side, Kovacek. Wrister set. Reba. Score! Rich Peverly, welcome to Atlanta. Right doorstep on the putback from the shot by Kovalchuk. Overtime game winner, 4-3 Thrashers.
Dan Kamal with the call on WCNN 680 The Fan in Atlanta as Peverly's overtime winner came in his second game with the Thrashers. A night of milestones for Avs fans.
And Larry trying to step into the circle with a shot. Can't. Back on the Avs. Ryan Smith up the right side. Ite with him. Ryan Smith with a shot. He scores! Picked up by Hayduk far side. Bumps it out to the left point. Lyles is there to Hayduk. Left wing boards into the circle. Shot! He scores! Milan Hayduk! Ryan Smith was in front of the net. But Milan Hayduk has done what Ryan Smith has done. They have both scored their 300th career goals tonight.
Norm Jones, the call on Mile High Sports Radio, AM 1510 in Denver, as Ryan Smith and Milan Hayduk each hit the 300-goal plateau in a 6-2 dousing of the Flames. Philadelphia's Jeff Carter won the race to 30 goals.
Scotty Hartnell tipped into the middle. Carter outlets at center ice up the left wing. Hartnell hits the man coming late. Coburn to the slot with a shot. Boku the save. Rebound. The Flyers score. And Jeff Carter pops it in from the slot. And Carter has his 30th goal of the season. The Flyers take the 1-0 lead.
Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia as Carter scores 30 for the first time in his career. And the Flyers went on to a 3-2 win over Florida. The fans got their money's worth in Boston as the Blues led the Bruins 2-1 with 5 minutes to play. Then Boston scored twice in 19 seconds and led 4-3 in the waning moments.
Here's Perron skating it in. Over to Tkachuk. Sweep save. Rebound. They score! They score! David Backes paints it in. The Blues have tied the game at 4.
Chris Kerber on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis, as David Backes' goal with 8-tenths of a second to play forced overtime, and the Blues would get the win in a shootout. It was a team effort in Edmonton to help Ethan Morrow notch his first career hat trick.
Cogliano has it in the corner. He'll chip it around the boards left side. He wants Morrow to shoot. He does, and he fired it wide at the empty net. There were about three players in front of it. Now here's Morrow again, looking for a hat trick. He scores! Ethan Morrow, a hat trick, and the have a 6-3 lead. The captain comes through.
Rod Phillips on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton as Morrow finished off a 6-3 win over Phoenix. And two nights later, another thrilling finish for the Oilers as Alex Hemsky's second of the night avoided overtime against Columbus.
Commodore, check right at the other line. It stays in the zone. The Oilers jam it out. Here's Hemsky. Hit across the line with Penner. Hemsky in. Shoot!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.